everything you want me to do. By the way, we've had from time to time, we've had some people make inquiries about people's temper, you know, and so on. And I've had lots of good things circulating, and this is fine. I think it's partly attributable to you, to the fact that you're getting out the, you know, the information, the word. And this is good. It's wholesome. Appreciate the way that you folks have been kind of helping and supporting that Northern California, the organization out there, you know, Christian churches.
We think a lot of Carl.
Carl's very high on your work and all.
And also Jerry McCarg, Dennis Short, and Dr. Malott in Southern California.
What do you know? That's interesting that they... they're a different stripe than... but that's interesting that they'd work with you as close as you. That's great. That's all right. Marvelous.
Yeah, we get along very well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really great. Well, Mike, is there anything that I can do or we can do back here?
Well, that's really kind of you to offer, Wade, and I think let me talk with Tim about it, because there may be some things. I know we've been looking for a plane and
airplane?
Yeah, I don't know how serious it is yet, but we thought it might be advantageous.
Is he one of the correct ones?
If you do want to do anything, I would say you would do that.
Yeah. Some of those policemen take drugs. I hear that they take the drugs away from people and take the drugs themselves. Is that true?
Oh, it was a write-up in the second. Mm-hmm. About that.
Your husband knows of that?
Oh, yeah. He's faithful, yeah.
No, I mean, he's seen it with his fellow policemen.
Have you told you about it, though? One little kid, 12 years old, tried his father in. He was a policeman on dope.
Is that so?
No, he ain't right in Sacramento. He might have come in your face.
It probably makes you unsick,
feel
that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Being a member of the church and then having to feel that stuff.
Right. But, it's a form of living that you, a lot of times, what do they say they do? They just close the eyes.
Yeah, you have to do it. I have to do that.
I
bet you did it. You work
on it. I work on calls. I was working really at the hospital, but it was easy to work for me. Mm-hmm.
But the
officer
don't like an address. You get
in a thick
one.
What was the name?
Kevin.
A lot of corruption. Really?
And if you don't, if what they think you can't listen to John, but I don't do them.
No.
I heard the appointment isn't where they offer him money or something, or bribe or give him a dinner or all their stuff and all that.
No.
The person that he works with don't try and bribe him.
I will try to find it and read it, because I have to be just
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Look better.
How are they getting set it off and say you get a ticket? He gives me a ticket. You and I are friends and say to him, well, this is my friend. How would you know you look like getting me off? I'm having to pay it.
Usually when a ticket is written, it have to be boarded or something at the station.
Once it's written,
yeah, because anybody they see in those books. And so it's kind of one of those things. You go to court, go before the judge, and the judge, you know,
they pull some strings
and the judge is a crooked too.
The judge is a crooked too. You can't get away from it. And they when they have their friends, they let them off.
But anyway, he was reading his book before.
He was.
And they moved him.
Well, I guess they did. Well, what, you know, I mean, does your husband ever feel like killing you in a school room?
I know.
He must be a lot of corruption. What I agree is when they back black children on the head, and they get them up in the room, they're not there to do it. And they can just try to stop there.
And the officer knew like he thought it was a gun. You know, if all the kids see one better than that. And they were planning for it. They did him like they did me. They didn't know from what they were just from honking. Maybe one to pick him. Holler, stop. And the boys run faster. And they didn't stop and they shot. The city was angry.
What would you do with that? If you saw that happening.
Well, that actually happened.
What would you want to shoot him?
And the boys were running with him.
Yeah. What would you want to do, shoot him?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes, ma'am.
Policemen or not, huh?
Policemen or not. They all disappointed anybody.
Well, what do you think about the Vietnam thing with the prison? Do you ever think you'd like to blow up some of their napalm or something and stop that?
You know, some of the kids laid their bodies down and blew up three plants for their new people.
So they can't napalm those babies? Do you ever think about that?
Well, what a revolutionary
Oh, yeah. They're not afraid. They took their body. It's a
sacrifice. Yes. Would you be willing to blow up, you know, put a bomb in
there? Anything I believe in, no, yes. My body just, I know it will go somewhere. It just might as well go. Yes, that was sickening. That's Paul at dinner.
What they did, you mean?
Something I they haven't understood yet. I don't believe Patty was ever in this house.
You don't know. You mean when they burned it down?
No, I don't think she ever left this house.
never went to it. No. You don't go to her. What do you think she's doing now?
She's
thinking she can kill somebody. You think she really believes what she's doing, or she's
bring more people
like
closest and more restricted.
I don't see
anything that
they're doing. Do you think she's changed though when she was a wealthy capitalist and now she talks about liberation? Do you think that's good? If she talks about liberation.
If you really mean it, it's good.
Well, what do you think, like, when she stood in the bank with a gun and she's changed her whole way of...
That's something that I haven't quite understood yet.
Well, do you think the banks have the right to have...
I don't understand either. How can these people do so much and get away?
Uh-huh.
They live within blocks of the FBI. Uh-huh. I think the FBI had something to do with it, too.
Do you think the FBI had something to do with it?
Yeah, I think they know about it. Somebody in there that was jumping. Well, because they couldn't do that much. They lived in San Francisco, and they left San Francisco, and the Los Angeles. Matter of fact, I heard on the radio the other day that even Aniston, you know, they write already. They're thinking different about him now. So you never know
that
he's
FBI?
Opposite to what he said he was. So, you never know.
Well, like with Patricia Hurst, I mean, like, say she were to come to your house, would you hide her?
Yes, I would.
You would want the police to get her?
Yes, I would. I would.
Like Angela Davis, what do you think about what she went through?
Well, Angela Davis went through a lot. I didn't quite understand it already, but I think she meant good for what she was
saying. When she stood up and said she was a communist, do you think that was taking a role?
Well, she was honest, huh?
Yeah. I thought that was
good
that she did.
I don't believe in
that. I'm not intrigued with the police force, I at least. Yeah. It's something that was off in some aspect after having some of the film, you know. Like, going on certain code.
Yeah,
this was an actual true story. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there's all this and plenty of that mess. I don't think they're any cleaner than they are anywhere else.
No. I don't think we have just as much San Francisco or any other.
Well, they give each other tickets. Now this Cassidy stopped her husband. Would you give him a ticket? Let's get on a business.
They got cards. They have cards to show. So even if they break the law, it's you know, I thought too, what I'd do if, like, I saw a house when you were up like that, you know, probably serious.
Mm-hmm.
You saw people getting bed.
It happened around dinner time. There was no dinner at all. House. It was cold.
What did it make you want to do?
Well, if you were there, you could just really, and I thought the police, they didn't have to shoot that much.
Oh.
You look so stupid.
I do. I just look like.
I think
so. Inside, I'm just ready to jump up.
Did your husband react to that? Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
bad.
I just,
but he should change his voice now. He's a special kid.
He's really loyal. Have you got any tricks or a bitch of any one judge and he killed one more than the other?
Which does he think is the worst?
Judge in South Carolina?
Bad, that's the tough one.
That's the one the black attorney will not have a clue.
What's his name,
Bad Richard.
Did your husband use it for judges, kid, or is that what y'all need?
He has some unjust judges.
Truly unjust.
There's some unjust. There's some truly unjust.
Is it corrupt?
Well,
very, very. I didn't know what you did.
I'm 3 years old. Who do you think is the most corrupt in the government? Yeah.
In the fourth administration?
Can I read you this?
Four. Kissinger. And, well, it just seems that they all,
You like to kill them all.
But they all, they're selling us out, I think, in so many ways.
Truthfully, I mean, if you had the opportunity and you know they're going to destroy those shows and all the things, what would you hesitate to shoot them?
What?
Have you ever thought of,
probably do it right now.
Yes, indeed. I have my gun, right. Mm-hmm. I like my gun all the time, so I like to have my gun. Yes, and I do have Mary, but she got no watch.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. For social. Right.
Strong.
And you're a liberated woman, too, with that. Awesome.
How am I?
Seems to me. I call
it.
You remind me of, like, you know, some of the black freedom fighters who wouldn't stop for anything.
Do they do anything about that? Judge is so corrupt at that issue. Well, they haven't so far. College just goes around me. That's our guest attorney, life attorney in Sacramento. You probably know you lived in Sacramento once, Steve. Did you know Nathaniel Collins is a personal friend of mine?
Is that right?
Who cooks Nathaniel Collins? I cooks for him. He likes black cooking.
Is he the black attorney?
Yes, he is. He's real good too.
You well, how do you know who the people do? They treat your husband totally equal? I just can't believe that.
I don't have the personality that my husband has. He doesn't back off of anybody. He would just walk up to the president or the governor, president or anybody. He's more forward than I am. I'm kind of, standbackish.
Does he believe like you do in being violent to stop injustice?
I tell you, my husband is a fighter.
He's a fighter.
Anybody get recognition and he got him to come out of World War II, had the whole front page of the tower on
his song. But he doesn't believe in war anymore, does he?
Mm-hmm. It could come anything.
No, I mean, war is
not kind of this kind, no.
He only believes in liberation war.
He just hates. You mean like Vietnam? He hates the kind that he fought, but
he was in World War II when they were fighting fascism. Uh-huh. It was different. Huh?
But they fought.
I don't think he'd go to war now.
No, he hasn't.
You have sons?
Oh, yes. I believe he's
going to have a war. I could see
him in
the
state. Sacramento State?
Yeah.
In college?
Yeah.
In Douglas?
My son?
Yeah.
And that's your brother.
Okay.
That's your born child.
Yeah. How old
is he? Two boys. And I have one that's a half child, if I say.
Who keeps your half
child? I said, I have a son that was half child.
Do they know anything about socialism, or are you just kind of...
You know what? The colleges are teaching it more. Okay. My son is well aware of this
capital.
Right.
Which son is this
one? Dolly.
What's his name?
L.T.
L.T. Is he good at socialism?
No. Paul.
He's a good stylist, I can see.
He's his mama going. Did you go to Sacramento State University?
I did for a short time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I tell you what, young people now, they have put religion down. They don't care so much for religion anymore because they are kind of fed up and their preachers make them sick.
Mm. Right. You don't like...
No, it is really sick. It could be beautiful if they would do what they're supposed to do, but they don't do that.
Yeah.
They get involved in self, and that's as far as it goes.
Did you drive alone?
No, I have some people with me, just not out. I have never talked to any of the people here. I mean, like I said, see, I'm
I'm not pushy.
Well, we could see that, you know, like there hadn't been much discussion, you know, when we were talking earlier. And, you know, even though we're very large, we don't want to lose that personal aspect of one-to-one relationships. And we need to sit down and get to know each other better, you know?
I have enjoyed talking to you even though I meet your lady speak to you, Patch on the show, and her. And I just found out the other day that she was Judith's sister. And you, I talked to you more about the meeting.
You come back and there was no answer, and they said, no, it's Eleanor Tennyson. And you were Eleanor Tennyson.
I had to read it so many times.
Maybe that's what I've been dealing with on that Sacramento thing. I thought it was you and got it all screwed up.
No, it wasn't about the medical.
Mrs. Tennyson's the one that
I'm
You've been in the church how long?
3 years. You said you got it all mixed up.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Well, then you sure know what we think, don't you?
Yeah.
3 years. I'm sure you know everything that Jim Young stands for.
I listen. Some of the things I miss, but I try to. Jane Shaken spent a week with us, and I was telling Jane, honey, he said, I said, Jane, I don't talk much. I said, but I sure listen.
Yeah.
You learn more when you listen. You have the advantage of a person. If you're listening and they're doing all the talk, even if they make a mistake and don't repeat it back like it was, you can catch it, but he's a person that's been talking.
You want to do more talking, though, because you have a good way to express yourself. I'm missing a lot, and I haven't talked.
No.
You have a lot to give.
Am I really talking about the church at all?
I found them, please.
There's never been?
No.
Which one is that?
The oldest
Theology. He is from Sacramento?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
He's in the one in Phil Olson.
Yes.
And you have another one, the hairdresser.
Yes.
Where's the shop at?
Oh, great. Yeah. Right close to the school.
Yeah. What do they call it? What's the name of the shop?
Washington, Lava, New.
Washington Barber, is that his shop?
No.
No, he just works in there.
But LT, he knows it's socialist and he supports it because when he sends the money because he wants to support the socialist.
Well, he's even going to this church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
He supports this.
And he's supporting him out.
Yeah, he's going to have only program coming up on the 20th. I haven't had
here in our church.
Maybe just kind of haven't come yet with other technology.
What does he think of
life?
Did he mention communism?
China?
Yeah, well, yeah. Uh-huh. He doesn't like I do. Awesome. He feels quite like I feel about China. Something's good.
Would you like to go to China?
I would love to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to live there?
Your friend feels that communists are good.
Yes.
He must be think on his own.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like to live in China.
One thing is they like the
French
rule that you and your husband don't have that you and your husband don't have half over this. So many times the husband will give the wife a half or the wife will give him a pound. That your husband believes the same as you do, like communism and socialism.
Yeah. He's been a good man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he does.
He said, I believe it.
He's been all over the years.
He's seen it, huh?
Yeah.
Has he been in any of the communist
countries? I can't tell you all the places he didn't go and all the places that he did go. But he let me go overseas, not really overseas, he let me go over to Jamaica.
Oh,
I see. Because he didn't want to go because he said he was doing all of this and he wanted me to be so
quiet.
He wanted me to go and share some of that form.
Well,
You can see.
I'm saying by him. Mike, when you work.
Hmm?
When you work.
I work on the
staff. I see.
I do some of the radio. We have radio programs.
I used to go 20.
Yeah. Can you draw it?
Huh?